Page 62. MPs and the government.
We're now going to look at the House of Commons. We're going to investigate how much power you, the people of this country, have. Do your votes really count when you elect MPs to Parliament? Do you have a say in what kind of government gets formed? And do the most powerful institutions in the UK represent you, the public? First off, let's talk about the weird system we use to elect our MPs. We currently use something called first past the post, where the candidate with the most votes in each constituency wins the seat. Now, while that's a simple system where the winner takes it all, it does mean you get a lot of so-called wasted votes. That's because the winner doesn't need a total majority of the votes. They just need to beat their nearest rivals. For example, say I'm running in a constituency with 100 voters, and I am one of five candidates. I receive 21 votes. Three candidates, they receive 20, and the final candidate receives 19 votes. So I win the seat. But 79 voters, i.e. 79% of the electorate, voted for one of the other candidates. So while I'm victorious, the majority of the electorate did not choose me.
So at the last general election, 68% of people's vote made no difference to the overall outcome. We've got to stop discounting and ignoring the votes of people who don't vote for the right candidate in the right place. That's just not democratic.
Now, this system has made life difficult for some of the smaller parties like the Lib Dems, the Greens and UKIP. That's because while they might get a lot of votes across the whole country, in order to get a seat in Parliament, they need to be the number one favourite in one constituency. And that creates some weird results. In the last general election, the Liberal Democrats got nearly 2.4 million votes, but they were scattered over loads of different constituencies, so they only ended up winning 12 out of 650 seats in the Commons. Basically, while they got 7.4% of the share of the vote, they only won 1.8% of the seats. Compare that to the Scottish National Party. Now, because support for them was a lot more concentrated on the map, they managed to win 35 seats, despite getting fewer than a million votes overall. That's why some parties from across the political spectrum are united in wanting to get rid of first past the post.
In 2015, the Tories actually won a majority, but they had a smaller share of the vote. So the system can skew. That's the important thing to remember. It isn't a true system, and proportional representation should give a better balance between the share of the vote and the number of seats that you win. We just don't have that in this country at the moment.
Copyright. Channel 4.